In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on February 9th, 2016. This is the official podcast for Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, Ethan Lee. Hello, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm just fine. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good.
That's the best news I've heard all day.
What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial yesterday?
The Doritos thing with the baby?
Yeah, that one sparked funny. A lot of debate on Twitter.
Really?
An abortion group was upset about it. Oh. Yeah. That's a great way to start the show, isn't it?
Yeah. We were just...
I liked the little wiener dogs.
Oh, yeah, that was good, too.
The sandwiches.
How about the goat singing Queen?
Those were not goats.
I know, I'm making a joke. Because I said that during the game.
Yeah, I liked the wiener hot dog sandwiches running through the field.
What about the constipation commercial? Or the diarrhea commercial?
Oh, there we go.
Or the toenail...
I prefer the diarrhea commercial.
With the walking colon?
Yeah, the intestine blob thing.
Yeah, and how about the toenail fungus commercial?
I've seen too many of those.
And how about Anthony Hopkins, for some reason, being in a commercial for TurboTax? Hannibal Lecter himself was in a commercial for TurboTax.
The dog he named TurboTax.
TurboTax.com, yeah.
I thought that was incredibly, yeah. You know, it really, the commercialization that they're talking about and such, it really helped preview what was going to happen with Peyton Manning in the postgame and such.
Yeah. Budweiser. Woo. All right. I don't drink.
Well, not just Budweiser, but kissing Papa John.
That's the best. Papa John, yeah. Out of nowhere. So Ethan, I'm happier that Cam Newton lost than I am about Peyton winning. So
I wanted them both to lose if that was possible.
Why do you
not for the game to go 37 overtimes?
Do you not like Peyton Manning?
No.
Why not?
Do you know how many years he was with the Colts?
Oh, do you not like the Colts?
Do you know how many
times they've beaten the Texans?
Yeah, we have three, maybe four wins against the Colts in the history of the team.
Who do you dislike
not
more?
Not many times.
Peyton Manning or the Titans?
See, I don't care about the Titans so much anymore because we will beat y'all twice a year every year for the rest of history.
It's true.
Even with Marcus Mariota?
Well, that obviously worked out this year. Yeah. And our offensive coordinator is now our head coach. Woo! And you know, it's hilarious how we promoted one of the worst offensive coordinators in football to our head coaching position and retained Sylvester Kroom.
You should just hire Sylvester Kroom as your head coach.
I will go to your
house.
That's
the only option you'll have.
I will
have
go
right
to
now.
Your house and punch you. Anyways, on the show today, we're going to talk about basketball. Mississippi State lost to LSU. 88-77.
So on that note.
Yeah.
What?
On that note.
Oh, no. We had a lag there, and I heard 78-77, and that was it.
Oh, I meant 88-77.
Oh, we jumped onto the basketball game.
Yeah.
I missed the transition there completely.
Oh, that's unfortunate. And we also play Arkansas on Tuesday. Today, as you listen, we'll talk about that and women's basketball did stuff. Unless you want to talk about the Super Bowl some more, which I am completely willing to do because Peyton won and Cam Newton lost. Unless you would like to do that, we can just dive
in. We can do that at the end of the show.
Okay. That can be your final thoughts, and I'll chip in as well.
Sure.
Basketball, Mississippi State fell to the LSU Tigers 88-77 on Saturday in the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. Ethan, I just want to tell you this. We had a 22-8 point lead in this game at one point.
Yeah.
That is the least confident I've ever been, ever, when we have a 14-point lead over someone. I still thought we were going to lose. That's why I didn't tweet. I didn't say anything. I just knew that we were going to lose. And we did.
It didn't help that we got into foul trouble early.
Well.
You had to start pulling some of the more talented guys off the court. Malik Newman totally regressed to what we saw of him early in the season.
Yeah.
He seemed overwhelmed. And this is the Malik Newman that I was saying doesn't seem capable of playing in the NBA. Not right now. For MSU to have won, he needed to pull it together, and he just didn't do that. He was just horrible.
This was a game where Mississippi State really started the game off hot, shooting the ball overall, three-point shooting from the field. We really just, it seemed like we couldn't miss a shot.
Well, I mean, Craig Sword, he shot two three-pointers within the span of like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, statistically, that is as best as he has done from behind the arc in 13 games, in the previous 13 games combined.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look, just like there's been 18 games where he hasn't made a single three-pointer.
Yeah.
Or he's made one. So that was a phenomenal performance from Craig Sword from just shooting percentage.
And then
he couldn't capitalize on that.
Yeah, and then everything just fell apart.
Yeah.
It's just like we were going in a jet 78,000 miles per hour. I know that's not possible, but who cares? I'm going to say it anyways. And we just hit a brick wall. I like analogies.
I think losing IJ Reddy hurt more than expected. A lot of people like to bash IJ Reddy. They like to not give him credit because some of his shot selection really is dumb. He doesn't pass the ball enough, especially for a point guard. But when Malik Newman is the only true point guard on the court and he plays like he does, then you have guys getting into foul trouble. Losing an experienced player really does hurt, and especially one of your more potentially talented players. That truly does hurt the team.
So this is a game for over to LSU for a second. Of course, when thinking about LSU, everyone ultimately thinks of Ben Simmons. This is this is the definition of how terrible of a coach Johnny Jones is. And it completely gives away that LSU's team is not comprised of just Ben Simmons. They have talent outside of him. Keith Hornsby, 25 points. Antonio Blakeney, 31 points. 31. That is...
Didn't he play with Malik Newman in high school?
56 points between the two of them, and neither of them is named Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This team, LSU really has the talent to be a top 15 team in the nation. A top 10 team in
Whoa,
the nation.
Yeah.
Easily.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'm really glad that they have a guy that is marginally better than Rick Ray at the helm.
You know, he's only better than Rick Ray in one thing: recruiting.
Yeah. That is the one thing that he has going for him.
It's like having...
If Rick Ray could have recruited better, we wouldn't be in the hole that we are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we would still likely have Rick Ray, so that's a path we probably don't want to go down.
Speaking of Rick Ray, let's check in on his SEMO team, shall we?
Yeah, we've been keeping up with them. They made a run.
Yeah, they won three straight games.
Yeah, and I was telling you they might make a run, and they did, and then that collapsed on them.
Yeah, they're currently 5-19. Their most previous game is a loss to the Panthers of Eastern Illinois.
Didn't we lose to them in baseball last year?
Eastern Illinois. I don't think we lost to them, but I know we played them.
Oh, we beat them like 3-2 or something
like
that.
Yeah, I know we beat them.
I was at the game.
Yeah, great. And they play at UT Martin on Thursday. They beat UT Martin earlier in the year.
Are they in the same conference as UT Martin?
Yes. They've played them twice, Ethan.
Well, they haven't played them twice. They're about to play them the second time. Just making sure.
They're on the schedule twice, Ethan. And also, when you look up Southeast Missouri State Redhawks men's basketball in Google, the under head coaches, that's right, they have head coaches plural. There's Rick Ray, and then there's Dickie Nutt. Hey, Ethan.
Back to the LSU Mississippi State game.
Hey, Ethan. Dickie Nutt.
Back to the LSU Mississippi
State football is coached by Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen beat Ole Miss under Houston Nutt three times. Who's Houston Nutt's brother? Dickie Nutt.
Some other highlights for Mississippi State for this game is Eric Holman is finally healthy. You can get a lineup of Ware, Holman, Weatherspoon, and Zapardo on the court at the same time, which really gives MSU a better shot at rebounding going forward. And then Travis Daniels also was incredibly efficient. You've been a huge critic of Travis Daniels.
Yeah.
I've been pointing at how efficient he is.
And Ethan, that criticism is starting to go to Johnny Zapardo. It's sort of shifting.
It feels like it's when one of them plays well, the other does not play well. Only one of them can be a decent player at a time. But statistically, Travis Daniels is our second best 3-point shooter, just percentage-wise. In games like this, I'd love to see Malik Newman stop taking these contested rushed shots and get the ball to guys like Travis Daniels or Craig Sword when they're shooting well. Or as always, get the ball to Gavin Ware.
Yeah.
Because Gavin Ware is Superman for this team, pretty much.
Certainly. May I say something that's really strange?
Go for it.
When you look up Dickie Nutt on Google Images, one of the things that shows up is a picture of Jeff Collins.
What?
Yes, Jeff Collins. I will send you this screenshot.
Huh.
There's a picture of Jeff Collins under the Dickie Nutt Google Images.
What? What?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll take the screenshot now. There it is. I'll send it to you.
So, let's move on
there's Bruce Jenner. The women's. Okay. Women's basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to look up that search.
So, that's that for the LSU game. That was a terrible recap. Missouri. We play Missouri. Women's basketball played Missouri.
Avenging an early season loss.
52-42, a very boring game.
Well, it's still a convincing win.
Yeah, I mean, Mississippi State, Mississippi State jumped out to a 15-4 lead early, 17-6 after the first quarter. Missouri made a little bit of a run in the second quarter, got us a little bit frightened, and then starting with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter, it was just all Mississippi State.
Foul trouble? I mean, you had, two players foul out, and then two more get the four fouls.
Yep,
something like that, and they're all post players.
That's 12 Missouri points simply from free throws.
Yeah. Then you had three-point shooting was non-existent.
No.
For either team, really.
1 for 10. 10% from three for Mississippi State. 2 for 12, 16.7 for the Missouri Tigers.
So, yeah, that, you know, those two factors there really kept Missouri in the game. More or less, you couldn't put them away.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there was a large gap, you still couldn't just knock them away. But some positives, the defense played incredibly well. Missouri was not efficient at all shooting. And then you have Morgan William and Victoria Vivian's combined for 30 points. Yeah, that's well over half the points here in this game from Mississippi State. But that's just getting that sort of production from those two. You really need that. Got a question for you, Daniel.
I hope I can answer it.
Is there a better 1-2 punch of centers in women's basketball than McCowan and Okori?
Well, I don't know because I don't pay enough attention to women's basketball to know. Does UConn have two good
centers?
No,
neither of us. UConn, the one other team that I would think that could really match up size-wise.
Yeah.
I just watched the UConn game, and they blew South Carolina out of the water. South Carolina is another team with a good front court, but just as a whole, UConn's at another level, and they seemingly always will be. But, you know, just talent-wise, size-wise, there are very few teams that can really go head-to-head, toe-to-toe with McCowan and Okori. You have great rebounding ability there. You can comfortably switch these two in and out and not worry about much of a drop-off. And that's what we saw in this game. Okori got into foul trouble, fouls out. McCowan was able to come in, play a good amount of minutes, and get 10 points. So,
yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, hoop-de-hoop.
Good transition.
Basketball. One thing that I will say. That's right, I have a stat for you. Missouri,
okay.
27 turnovers. That led to 29 points off turnovers, outscoring Missouri by 18 there. So that's a good difference. Yeah, so bad offense and
great
just...
Great defense.
Yeah, it's just bad offense and sloppy play overall for the Missouri Tigers. So, yeah.
I mean, I'll take it. An ugly win, still winning by double digits, is still a great win to me.
So, minus the double digits, you're saying that, to quote Tommy Tuberville, after their 2008 win over Mississippi State, you would take 3-2 wins every day?
Any day of the week, yeah.
Fun times. So, you want to get into Mississippi State's upcoming game against Arkansas, shall we?
The men's game?
The men's game, yeah.
I'll do it.
All right, I forgot to pull up stats about Arkansas basketball. Good for me. But looking at their schedule previously, since playing Mississippi State,
they've been struggling recently, haven't they?
Yeah. Since previously playing Mississippi State, which was on January 9th, they had an 82-68 win, which we can all remember that they just couldn't miss a three-point shot. Yeah, that one, like the white kid, like kept making threes, like we were giving up threes to a white
guy. What was his name? We made fun of it.
Dusty Hannes.
There we go.
Dusty Hannes. But anyway, since beating Mississippi State, the Razorbacks are 1-0, 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 2-3, 3-3, 3-4, 4-4 with wins over Missouri, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, and Tennessee. And that is a dominating win.
It's a good thing
Tennessee.
That we are not a state with a T for a name.
I don't get it.
Because they beat Texas A&M and Tennessee.
That's terrible. Just shut up.
It's great logic.
No. Because we lost to them, too.
I know.
It's bad to be teams starting with M's. Using your logic, it's bad to be teams starting with M's because they beat Mississippi State and Missouri, so shut up.
If this is another, I don't know what it is about SEC basketball, but it seems like this is SEC basketball fever, hashtag hash browns, whatever.
The hash slinging slasher.
You get teams like Arkansas and Alabama that can contend with some of these better teams in the nation, beat teams like A&M and Texas Tech, and then blowing out Tennessee, and then they're losing to Georgia. They're losing to, I guess, Florida is not a bad loss, but they're 12-11 and they're playing in the SEC. So you have these, I don't get it. It's not something that computes with me, why they can't continue to just play well or just play poorly, unless they're Mississippi State, I guess. But
I'm looking at.
Let's get into some prediction stuff. Well,
before we do.
Before we get into prediction stuff.
I'm looking at their previous wins, and in those wins, they really have not shot well from beyond the arc. The best percentage have was against Tennessee, which is let me get that exact number. It was like 40.7. Yeah, 40.9% was their best percentage 3-point wise in the wins since the Mississippi State game. And compared to how they did against us, that's terrible. Defense.
Our perimeter defense has had moments lately. Well, I mean, there were moments against LSU. There were moments against Alabama. This team has had moments of playing good perimeter defense, and then we seem to regress back to the mean. Size-wise, they're not a physically intimidating team. They're not that much bigger than Mississippi State.
That didn't really matter.
Especially now that Holman's back.
I saw a tweet earlier today. I don't remember who it was from. Yeah. Who it was from. But may have been from Bob Kerskin. Bob Kerskin. He said that Ben Howland said in a press conference that Arkansas is starting to play small. Which is what Mississippi State's doing, a four-guard lineup. It could match up there. And looking at how Arkansas performed against us last time, that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Yeah. Predictions.
I mean, like we said, last time these two teams met, it wasn't size. That was the difference. It was three-pointers. Hopefully they won't be hitting three-pointers.
Okay. That's a stretch.
But I would expect them to hit, 45-46% just because we can't play constant perimeter defense.
All right.
Losing IJ Reddy killed MSU in our last game against LSU. Foul trouble was a problem. You're going to need Reddy back to really contend with this team. So I don't know how healthy he is. Do you have any news on that? No? Okay. I'm just going to assume he plays maybe 5 minutes at most, and Arkansas wins this something along 79-73 with them pulling away late.
8 hours ago from Joel Coleman talking to Ben Howland about IJ Reddy, he says he doesn't know if back pain is from travel. Status is still to be determined.
Yay.
Okay, I'm going to predict that Arkansas makes at least 13 three-pointers.
Oh, whoa.
They made 16.
How many shots are they taking from behind the arc?
They made 16 last time. I'm not too confident this time. I'm going to say Arkansas wins at 85-71.
See, that wouldn't be that far off from their 82 points a game, what they're averaging.
Actually,
so I guess that's
never mind. I'll change that. At least 11 three-pointers. 11 is the magic number.
That's more realistic.
Yeah, 11. 11 is the
magic number.
So you're
going to take 6 points off of your prediction?
No, I still think they'll get some points. 85-71.
Okay.
So, okay. Questions.
Questions.
Woo. So, our first couple of questions is from our main man, Mr. Vanderlip, the large dog.
Do we have more questions after this?
What?
Do we have more questions after this?
Yeah, but we're starting with the large dog trademark. Be patient.
Okay. I didn't get notifications for any more questions.
You shut up.
Okay.
From the large dog trademark, KT Vanderlip on Twitter, number one. With 8 men's basketball games remaining in the regular season, how many will be wins? You know what that means. Time to look at the old schedule.
Yay.
Lost to Arkansas, lost to Georgia, lost to Vanderbilt, lost to Alabama, lost to Texas A&M, lost 1. Auburn.
Yeah.
That answers that. Number two.
Freaking Renardo Sidney.
Shut up. Are you doing anything fun Thursday the 11th or Friday the 12th? In parentheses, hint, softball. I don't know. Ethan, what are you going to... Are you going to be doing anything fun, then?
I'm going to be covering the softball games.
Oh, exciting.
Hopefully I get a tour of the softball stadium tomorrow, actually.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ethan's getting a scoop.
Scoop.
Softballscoop.com.
And then...
Just don't report
I'll be covering
to other places.
I'll be covering the softball games this weekend as best I can. I might have some schedule conflicts like Saturday, but...
All right, so those 2 days were Thursday and Friday, correct?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right, so I'm going to take a look at the homework I have due for Thursday and Friday. Let me log in here, because that's what I'm going to be doing.
I mean, you can watch the game on your computer, probably.
This isn't letting me log in. I don't know. I'm not a fan of this.
Not a fan?
Oh, no, I know.
Hashtag not a fan.
Yeah, this is frustrating me. I'm just going to do the next question. I'm going to be doing homework, Mr. Vanderlip, so that's what I'll be doing. Number three, are you doing anything fun Friday the 19th or maybe Saturday the 20th? In parentheses, hint, baseball. Ethan, what are you going to be doing then?
Friday, I'll be at the game. Saturday, I'm going to be doing biological studies, cactus.
You're doing what?
Cacti. Ecological study. Research stuff.
Why are you doing that?
Because I'm going to get paid for it.
Oh, well then never mind. I guess getting paid to be injured by prickly things isn't worth it.
Well, I mean, it goes on the resume. It might help me get jobs and into grad school. Yes.
That's fantastic. Number four, and oh,
worth it.
My answer.
Isn't that the Saturday doubleheader?
Yes, against
I might be able to make the second game the doubleheader.
Against, like, Samford and someone?
Yeah, I might make the doubleheader.
Yeah, Ethan.
That's the one thing I can...
Let me see who we're playing. I think it's, like, Samford and maybe someone.
There's quite a few softball games this coming weekend, if I remember correctly.
I don't know what I'm making with my voice. Samford and Florida Atlantic. Yeah. To answer your question on my part, I'll be watching baseball. Yeah, I'll be there.
You'll be there?
Yeah, I will be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll wait for you to invite me to sit. Number four. do either, because I don't want to like barge in and be like an annoyance. So I'll just wait. Number four. Text me or something. Number four. Do either of you give up stuff for Lent? If so, what is the plan this year? No.
I might. I typically don't, because it's traditionally a Catholic thing and I'm not Catholic. But, I don't know. I don't know if I will or not. When does Lent start? Do we know?
I don't know.
I used to work for a church. I should know this.
Yeah, you're like religious and stuff.
When does Lent start? Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wow.
This Wednesday.
Unbelievable. You need to get ready for whatever you're gonna give up.
Well, I just started drinking, so I probably shouldn't give that up. I don't know if I'm gonna give anything up, honestly.
Aw.
Yeah.
So our next question is from Corbin.
I could give up the show.
How long does Lent last?
It would go until Thursday, March 24th this year.
So that's like a month and a half?
Yeah. It's 40 days.
40 days, 40 nights.
Nope.
So, okay. We can make that happen. From Corbin.
Where's Corbin's question? I don't see it.
In our notifications.
I didn't get it.
Do any of you have Netflix? And if so, do you have anything you would suggest? I have Netflix. I don't watch anything on Netflix. But if there is a show you need to watch, if you haven't watched already, I will forever recommend Breaking Bad. Ethan?
I don't have Netflix. I don't really watch much TV. Well, okay, that's a lie. I've been watching this one series called Fat Guys in the Woods. Yeah. It's from the Weather Channel. And it is phenomenal. I don't know if that's on Netflix or not, but it's phenomenal. It's about fat guys trying to survive in the woods.
Yeah. It's
not weather related, but it's on the Weather Channel.
Awesome.
It's very quality TV.
Oh, I get it. You know, Corbin, I would also recommend, depending on the other subject, the other person in this matter, hey, Netflix and chill, am I right?
Oh, gosh.
Ha ha.
Isn't Corbin, like, your age?
I think he's, like, 16, yeah.
Y'all don't need that. No. Gosh.
Hey, that means just, like, watching Netflix on a couch, right? Right? Just say
something
right.
Something like
just
that.
Just say correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Netflix and chill means to sit on a couch, chill out, and watch Netflix. That's what it means. That is the definition I gave. That's what I meant.
That you can apply the definition on anyone. It'll be very different when he gets college.
Oh, Ethan, you're using that dirty definition. You're such a dirty you have such a dirty mind. My God. Goodness.
So,
and I'm the immature one. Wow.
From what John, other news is out there relating
we have a question.
To Mississippi State?
From John Clark.
Oh, wait, there's more. Oh,
from John
okay.
Clark. You both need me.
Personal observation.
I don't know what that is.
I'd be great, you know, grateful to have him on the show again. I'd be appreciative of that.
Yeah, you missed him the last time he came on the show. Time he came on the show, you missed him.
I don't know that we need him, but
shut up. We need him. We need his insight.
I'd love to have him on the show sometime.
John, you're coming on the show.
I haven't talked with him in a while, actually. Yeah, we'll get you on the show during baseball season.
That's when he's his wildest.
I remember that's when I came on y'all's show.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
John,
we talked for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, John introduced us to each other.
Yep.
Yeah, this show wouldn't exist if it weren't for John Clark. So if you hate the show, blame John.
Blame John Clark?
Yeah.
If you hate your articles, like if people hate Daniel's articles, blame John Clark. Because you wouldn't be at For Whom the Cowbell Tolls if it wasn't for me and Charlie.
Yeah, so also, knowing that everybody hates Ethan's articles, just blame him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you can read my upcoming article. It'll be a softball preview. I just finished it up. It's been weeks in the making.
Ethan, not everybody hates your articles. I like your articles.
Everybody named J-Dog hates my articles.
Yeah. And anybody on http://www.elitedogs.com.
That would not surprise me if most of them hated my work.
Yeah.
They didn't like my quarterback piece, if
I
remember correctly.
No, they didn't. Preacher Matt got on you.
Well, he's also a keyboard warrior.
It's true. So. Have you ever seen his Twitter account? It's terrible.
I would dunk on him in person.
No, you wouldn't. It's like, no.
I would dunk on him.
Except looking at his profile picture, he's probably a good 2 or 3 inches shorter than Dak Prescott, and you're, I think, as tall as Dak Prescott, so maybe you could.
Dak is about an inch taller than me.
Oh.
I've seen him in person.
Yeah, I have too. I took a picture with him in the lobby of the Peabody Hotel here in Memphis.
Nice.
Alongside Nico Whitley, Gus Wally, and Rufus Warren. It was fun.
I miss Nico Whitley.
Yeah, I do too. 2013 Egg Bowl.
Oh, man. Seeing him...
The good days.
...bump into Bo Wallace, headbutt him. That was one of my favorite moments ever.
Thinking of the rivalry currently, that's all we have.
That was a fun... That was a horrible Egg Bowl to watch. It was like, you know, slamming your face into a frozen brick wall is what it felt like.
Yeah, it's funny because it was cold.
Yeah, that's why I said that. What was your favorite memory of 2013?
Like the year or the football season?
The football season.
Is that a question?
Not being Egg Bowl related.
Oh. Arkansas game?
Okay.
Because there really isn't anything else.
Think
of something else. Liberty Bowl, maybe, but that was a 37-point win over Rice.
Yeah, but you know where Rice is, right?
That is a food. Oh, it's in Houston, Texas.
Yeah. I have friends that go to Rice. They're a lot smarter than me because Rice is a very prestigious school. But, yeah, it's like Ivy League. But it felt good to have bragging rights over home.
Rice.
I tweeted out that day because I was listening to broadcast on a Rice radio station where it was like Rice people.
I'm not surprised.
They're doing the broadcast. Yeah. And my favorite line that they said, because they were, I think they were at the game or whatever, and then broadcast, whatever. They called the Liberty Bowl around halftime. They called it Cowbell Hell just because they had never experienced cowbells before.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Trying to remember if there was anything else good that happened that year.
No. We beat Bowling Green by a point.
That was a fun game, though.
No, it wasn't. Are you kidding me?
I enjoyed it.
You're the dumbest person. Well, you enjoy 1-point wins
over a 10-win team.
Over Bowling Green.
Over a 10-win team. Over a 10-win team.
Their school is a color.
Over a 10-win team.
Their school.
Over a 10-win team.
Is a color.
A 10-win. There were conference champions.
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green has been a good team for a couple of years.
Bowling Green.
I don't care what their name is.
Green. Bowling. It's like the
sport. They've been a good team.
It's like the sport where you knock down the pins followed by a color.
You're such
Bowling
a
Bowling Green. Prisoner of the moment. It's been 3 years since that happened.
Yeah, and you're still a prisoner of that damn
Yeah,
moment.
It was terrible.
Bowling Green's a good team.
We beat one of the worst Kentucky teams ever to step foot on a field by six.
That was a horrible game. That was a horrible game. I hated that game so much.
You don't want to talk about my I don't want to talk about my experience. Actually, I probably will end up telling the story of my experience at the Auburn game that year. Do you want me to?
That game broke my heart.
Do you want me to?
No.
Do you want me to?
You've already told me.
There are plenty of other people out there who haven't heard the story. May I tell it? I need someone to share my pain with.
We have time. Yeah, sure.
Let's see. This show has been 39 minutes. We have plenty of time. I don't remember the exact date. I don't want to, but it was early 2013.
September 13th.
Thank you. Mississippi State was playing the Auburn Tigers. I've been to Auburn before. 2011, the year Chris Rolfe was stopped at the goal line. I've had previous miserable experiences in Auburn, Alabama, but I decided, hey, I'm going back. So, we went to Atlanta. We flew to Atlanta, Georgia.
September 14th. My bad.
Shut up. We flew to Atlanta, Georgia. Flew to a place right outside of Auburn and stayed the night on Friday night at a Hampton Inn. We woke up the next morning, drove to Auburn, went to a parking lot at a high school and got a shuttle there to go to the Auburn campus. I remember walking into that shuttle. Going on was the Texas A&M Alabama game, and when the Texas A&M Aggies took a 14-0 lead, their little intercom over the shuttle speaker that said, "Tied down 14-0, War Eagle." That was pretty fun. We took the shuttle to the campus, got dropped off, and decided to walk around the campus. Auburn students came up to us and said, "We love the color maroon today," in reference to Texas A&M. If you want a fan base that's obsessed with their rival, go to Auburn. Anyways, we went to a Chick-fil-A.
I might for grad school,
We went to a Chick-fil-A. There, I ordered my normal 8-count nugget meal, fries, sweet tea, and I remember vividly reading a Mike Bonner tweet where he misspelled something, and he ended up saying that could be a bad omen for Mississippi State. Anyways, we finished our Chick-fil-A, and we continued walking around the campus, and soon we were in the stadium. I remember watching Ladarius Perkins come out and warm up, and we had no internet. The game started, the game was a blur, but I vividly remember with about 2 minutes left, up 20-17 when we had the ball on the Auburn 50 in Auburn territory, we ended up having it, and we had to punt it away. Soon the Auburn Tigers had the ball on their own 10-yard line with a minute and a half. 50 seconds later, the Auburn Tigers were in the end zone, up 23-20, ended up being 24-20, and they ultimately won the game. My second consecutive heartbreak in Auburn, Alabama. I remember going back into that shuttle, heartbroken, not wanting to talk to literally anyone, including my own father, after I walked from Jordan-Hare Stadium, since I pissed off at Auburn, but Jordan-Hare Stadium, back to the shuttle, after tearing up my ticket in what seemed like deja vu, knowing I did it in 2011 as well. I remember checking my phone in the shuttle, looking at Ole Miss absolutely obliterate Texas. I wanted to hang myself. I was so disappointed. My Ole Miss friends were texting me left and right. I blocked about 10 people's numbers that day. We decided to go to Sonic after the game. Heartbroken as I was, I could drown out my sorrows in a Sonic cheeseburger and a Powerade slushie. We ordered our food. We waited for 5 minutes. We waited for 10 minutes. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. They never brought our food. We left, went back to the Hampton Inn, and I slumbered into the bed, didn't even change clothes, just fell asleep in my clothes. Didn't even take my shoes off. My shoes, my khaki pants, my jacket, my collared shirt. The next morning, I woke up, went downstairs, made myself some hot chocolate back when I didn't like coffee. And I heard a little 7-year-old boy say to his father, "Auburn won last night!" I wanted to kill him. That's my experience in the 2013 Auburn game.
Wait, what? I completely tuned that out.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. The next year against Auburn was very nice. And because I didn't have Sonic that day, these last 2 years, when we've beaten Auburn, you know where I went for food right after we beat them? Sonic. And I've enjoyed it both times so much.
What'd you think of Auburn, like, as a campus and such?
It was actually kind of nice.
I've heard that it's a very pretty campus.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So yeah, my computer has only 2% left, so we better wrap this up. Ethan, do you have any final thoughts? I guess we could talk briefly about the Super Bowl. Cam lost, yay.
Yay. Auburn Panthers lost yesterday.
Yeah, I was about to say profanities. I'll just say it. Cam Newton's just a freaking asshole. I hate him so much.
Yeah. So it was kind of a boring game. Defense showed up. Offenses didn't. So take that as what it is. But yeah, it's a good day to be a Bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I've got so far. I planned out the other topic points. I didn't plan out the final thoughts. So you can end it whenever.
So yeah, that'll wrap it up for this episode of Whom the Podcast Tells. On Thursday, we'll talk about Mississippi State's game against Arkansas and other stuff. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about softball. Softball!
Yeah, I've got my, you know, previewed season, not really season preview. Well, it is a season preview. I've got a season preview coming out.
You've got something.
We are the official, unofficial, officially unofficial, softball experts.
Officially unofficial is the slogan of sixpackspeak.com. Don't plagiarize.
Or unofficially, officially unofficial.
Whatever.
We cover softball. One half of us does. And we will have softball stuff pretty much all season. One half of us will.
Yes.
And the other half will just kind of listen.
And we'll do other stuff.
Yeah.
So for Ethan Lee, I'm Daniel Black. Thank you all for listening. See you next time. And until then, make sure to be very quality.